I saw, and I need to preface this by saying that, that I had gone down there as a skeptic over the war courts or the so-called military commissions, because I knew they had gone through two prior versions, one and 02. There was a George W. Bush executive order that the Supreme Court knocked down, and then then Congress passed a law in 06, and that had things in it like it allowed evidence in statements in by witnesses who had in effect been tortured. The language was cruel inhuman and degrading treatment from the Convention Against Torture, which the U.S. had signed. So notwithstanding that, coerced statements could go in. Obama in 09 changed the law to strike that part, but it still had lots of things wrong with it. And he lighted, you know, one of those red lights in a cage you see it at hockey games on the goals.
What do you hope this ebook does when it's read? What do you hope people take out of this, and what do you hope happens next from your writing?
What I'm hoping comes out of it. I mean, I returned from the trip, and I'm a columnist and up here, and I write in investigative reports that are used in a number of ways, but they've been, you know, of the shorter kind, and I got home and I said, I just, you know, I feel it in my gut. I simply have to write about these courts. And what I wanted to write about is why are we doing this with these war courts, with these war tribunals? When we've got federal courts on the mainland that have tried terrorists by the hundred at least I believe, and where the conviction rate is about 98%, something very, very high, and the sentences are very, very long. So, you know, we don't need these war courts at all.